Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas wish, and this morning we have Reagan on the phone. Good morning, Reagan.
Hi.
Hi, Reagan. How old are you?
8
years old, and you nominated a friend of yours for Christmas wish, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you know what we're going to do is we're going to get your friend Chloe on the line, and then we'll have you read your wish, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hang on. Let's get Chloe on the line here. Hold on.
Hello.
Is this Chloe?
Yes.
Hi, it's Jagger and Christy calling for Magic 92.5. How's it going today?
Good.
Good.
Good. All right. Well, listen, I bet you're wondering why we're calling, right?
Yes.
Well, we do a program every year, and it's called Christmas Wish. And people nominate people to get a Christmas wish. And you, my dear, were nominated by a friend of yours. You were nominated by your friend Reagan. Say hi to Reagan.
Hi, Reagan.
Hi, Chloe.
And we understand that you two are in daycare together at Three Treasures Daycare, and that's how you know each other, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so listen, Reagan wrote a really nice nomination. Would it be okay if she read that, Chloe?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead, Reagan.
My name is Reagan. I'm 8 years old and in third grade. On my first day of school, one of the first kids that came up to welcome me at Three Treasures was a girl named Chloe. Chloe has been part of Three Treasures for years. She introduced me to her friends and many other kids at Three Treasures. That's important to me because I am the new kid. Unfortunately, Chloe's dad passed away a couple of months ago. He was only 40 years old. He played football at Mira Mesa High School. Chloe has 2 younger brothers. Her mom is trying to take care of them. I would like Chloe to have the best Christmas ever because she showed me kindness and I would like to brighten her day. She is the oldest, so a lot of responsibility falls on her. She has to look after her younger brothers. I have a dad and I cannot imagine how hard it is for her to not have her dad. This year has been hard for everyone, and the loss of her dad has made it a lot harder for her. Chloe deserves to be a kid like me, and I believe she deserves this more than anyone in the world.
Wow.
So that's what you were writing.
That's what she was writing. And first of all, Chloe, we want to start out by saying we are so sorry for the loss of your dad, Herb Fernandez.
Thank you. This is her mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, right. Kira. How are you?
Hi. We're doing pretty good.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, what a great bunch of kids right there. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So Greg wanted to make sure that Chloe had a really nice Christmas. So first of all, I don't know if you guys have a Christmas tree yet.
No.
Okay. Well, listen to this. We have a friend named Chicken Charlie. That's a pretty funny name, right?
What?
His name is Chicken Charlie, and he has a Christmas tree lot at Grossmont Center, and he wants you guys to come down to the Christmas tree lot, and you, Chloe, get to pick out a tree to put in your house, okay?
Now, Chloe, what's your favorite color?
Pastel pink.
Well, he has pink trees, Chloe.
Oh, my God.
He has pink flocked trees, so if you want, you could pick out a pink flocked tree, okay? Just so you know.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, and then to decorate that tree, our friends at Armstrong's Garden Centers want to give you a $75 gift card so you can get your wreaths, you can put your lights up on there and make that tree really, really pretty, okay, Chloe?
Okay.
All right, and then, boy, everybody has to have a Christmas dinner, right?
They do. And so, Kira, we want to give you a $100 gift card from our friends at Barron's Market so that you have a nice Christmas dinner. And then we have this great sponsor from Better Off. Sari was in here this morning, and she donated to Christmas Wish, and she also wants to give you a $200 Visa gift card from Better Off Med Spa so you can go get whatever else you need to make your Christmas really super special. We're going to take care of your Christmas for you, okay?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Thank you.
Now, there's another thing we understand, that there seems to be there's a connection with roller skates between Chloe and Reagan. And so, Chloe, if it's okay, Santa Claus wanted to bring you, because he talked with your friend Reagan, and he wanted to bring you a pair of, these are great, they're classic leather roller skates in pink.
In pink!
Oh, my God.
And Mrs. Claus said, you cannot give Chloe those roller skates unless you give her knee, elbow, and headgear protective pads. So you've got the pads to go with it, too, okay?
Oh, okay. Goodness. Thank you.
And by the way, they're pink.
Yeah, they're pink.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Chloe, how many, you have brothers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are your brothers' names?
Kingston and Skylar.
And how old is Skylar?
Seven.
Seven? And how old is Kingston?
Five.
Well, we have it on good authority from Santa Claus that he wants to bring the boys some bikes for Christmas, okay?
No. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We've got a Kemp Boys Freestyle BMX bike in charcoal gray for Skylar. And then we have the Mongoose Boys BMX bike in black and orange for your darling little brother, Kingston, okay? And yes, knee pads and elbow pads go with those, too.
All around.
Good, because he has a big owie on his elbow.
Oh, a big owie, okay. Well,
no, we don't want any more owies.
Yeah, we need that.
All right, and so some other things that we'd like to help out, because as Reagan said, she wants Chloe to have the best Christmas ever. So we would also like to do something really cool about her dad, Herb. We know a ton of people knew him in Mira Mesa. He played for Mira Mesa High School. He was a great football player.
And then, Kira, he went on to play in Montana, didn't he?
Yes, correct.
Our friend Chris Kate, who is a council member at District 6, which includes Mira Mesa, wanted to, they have council meetings, and what they want to do is they want to adjourn a council meeting in memory of Herb Fernandez, and they're going to tape that and then give you guys a little certificate at the end too for that, okay? It's something to remember Dad by.
Thank you.
It'll be an adjournment.
You're welcome.
Adjournment in memory of your dad, Chloe.
Thank you.
That's really cool and special. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
You know, and I watched your tribute video, and you have a beautiful family, and I see what a huge part Herb was in your family, and I know there must be a big hole there.
Thank you.
He was a special guy.
He was.
He was a very special guy, and, you know, just through the connection we've had in this wish, we've had all kinds of people say, oh, my God, you know, I knew him. I went to school with him. And so we're deeply sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I can't thank you enough for you guys to do this for my family, for my kids especially. Thank you.
We're not done.
we're not finished. Wait, let me check. Reagan?
Yeah.
How are we doing?
Good.
Good? Okay. All right. Well, listen, there's some other things we'd like to get, and we'd like to get you a $500 gift card to Target to make sure.
Oh, my God.
So you can go shopping and get whatever you guys need for Christmas, okay?
Okay.
And then we know Three Treasures is a special place, and you've been going there for a while, Chloe. So we also want to give you $1,000 to keep you going at Three Treasures Cultural Arts Society, okay?
Oh, that is so kind. Thank you.
You are welcome. And really, I mean, thank you, Reagan, for nominating Chloe. What do you think, Reagan? Did we do okay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is it going to be a good Christmas wish?
Thank you, Reagan. You're welcome.
Oh. Now, you know what? You get those skates and you guys can go skating together, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, there's only one more thing I need to make this wish come true, and that's everybody has to say Merry Christmas on the count of three. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.